This is an extemporaneous prayer treatment by the Mary Baker Eddy Institute. MBEinstitute.org is the website. The topic of this prayer treatment is Spirit, Self-Exam to Affirm Perfection is the Only Reality. It does not matter whether we are referring to our own consciousness or referring to the thought, speech, or action of someone else. Of course, that is part of our consciousness. For anything that is a thought, speech, or action about anyone or anything is reflecting out from what is within our own consciousness. What do we want it to be? What do we want it to contain? Are we going to cultivate the God consciousness, sometimes referred to as the Christ consciousness? We cannot be passive regarding any thought, speech, or action. We must be alert, totally aware of what we are doing with our thought, speech, and action, and whether or not we are infringing on someone else's purity. Genesis 1 states that God made man in His image and likeness. Page 591 of the Christian Science textbook by Mary Baker Eddy, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, defines man as the compound idea of infinite spirit, the spiritual image and likeness of God, the full representation of mind. Now, mind includes such features, such elements as creative ability, functionality, capacity, capability, obviously power, intelligence, wisdom, knowing. The definition of good on page 587 of the glossary defines good as God, spirit, omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence, and omniaction. Omniaction, of course, since it is a part of God, and spirit, of course, is flawless. In other words, spirit is the substance of anything that comes to thought, because spirit is the only substance. If spirit is not the substance of what we're thinking about, then we're thinking about the opposite of God. And our thoughts should not stay on anything that is the opposite of God very long, for it is only to identify it and deny that it has any power. We need to expose it. We need to let the sun shine in to alert that this is false. This is fake news. This is fantasy land. Has nothing to do with reality. It is unreal. Mary Baker Eddy did a self-examination every hour. She had attacks from everyone all the time. She had to make sure that her thought about anyone that was attacking her was depersonalized. In other words, if there was evil acts being spoken or done, she needed to recognize those as not being attached to an individual, but just floating around waiting for someone to give it a home. And we must refuse to give it a home. We must focus our thought on perfection and nothing less. That's what God is. He is perfection. And if we're going to spend any effort at all in thought, speech, or action to something that is less than perfection, then we're really talking about evil. How much time do we want to spend talking about evil, thinking about it, or doing evil acts? It should be nada. Nothing. Whoever legitimately is focusing on truth is not focusing on its opposite, error. There are three introductory quotes at the beginning of the textbook. This tells us directly where our focus should be if we're going to open the textbook and read anything out of it. It states, number one, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Those are words of Jesus, recorded by John. The second one, by Shakespeare. There is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. Everything about God is perfect. Genesis 1, starting with verse 26, says God made man in his image and likeness. If we're going to be the man that God made in his own image and likeness, then we've got to be on high alert all the time to be sure we are only thinking perfection about everyone and everything, continuously and without interruption. Period. Look at the protection it gave Daniel. He prayed three times a day. He was cast into a den of lions because he did not worship the king. He was totally protected. He was protected because he was a man of giving, not a man of taking. He cultivated love. He didn't cultivate hate. He did not operate on fear. If he would have operated on fear, he would have been eaten by the lions. He was a very giving person. Mary Baker Eddy, Christ Jesus, three experts in Christian Science healing, obviously cultivated a life of giving. Frederick L. Rawson, Wentworth Winslow, and Joel Goldsmith all had 15-minute appointments. And when those appointments were finished, the patient was healed. They were giving their lives totally to their patients all day long. They were giving, giving, giving. That's why they could all heal instantaneously. We cannot heal effectively if we are going to be operating in fear and taking. We can heal effectively when we are operating with confidence and trust and giving to everyone and everything. Always giving. Always looking for a productive way to solve a problem and have it healed. Heal the problem. And we heal problems by focusing on not the problem, not the symptom, not even the root cause. We don't dwell on that. We dig it. We expose it. We recognize it. We deny that it has any power, but we don't dwell on it. Frederick L. Rawson wrote a book entitled Treatment or Healing by True Prayer. And there's a chapter on the title of Applied Treatment. And he lists 1,315 different ailments. He defines the ailment very quickly and in short terms. And then he shows you exactly how to heal it, following what Mary Baker Eddy instructed. She said we have to identify the problem, not the symptom, the real root of the problem. We have to expose it. We have to deny that it has any power. And then after that short period of time, we devote the rest of our time to reasoning spiritually to totally eradicate the evil. And at no time can we have the evil attached to a person. The evil has to be separated from the person. Will each one of us make that commitment to self-examine every hour to be sure that we are affirming perfection and that that is the only reality? There is no other reality except perfection, because God is spirit and spirit is flawless, transparent. We all have that same opportunity all day long. We should be utilizing our moments to refresh our thought. Mary Baker Eddy states that we are barraged constantly with evil suggestions, and that we should form a perfect model in thought and refer to that as our standard, so that every time we are confronted with a suggestion to try to get us to deviate from the truth about who we are, as defined on page 591 of the textbook, and defined in Genesis chapter 1, starting with verse 26, then we can immediately jump to that with our thought and make sure that we are affirming it as being the truth. The third quote at the beginning of the textbook is by Mary Baker Eddy, and it says, "Oh, thou hast heard my prayer, and I am blessed. This is thy high behest, thou here and everywhere." And the words of thy and thou refer to God, the one and only God, the God that is spirit, which is flawless. Now, what are some of the facts that we could put in our model? Let's begin with the definition of God. Mary Baker Eddy must think that is the most important thing for us to learn first, because in chapter 14, which is a summary of the first 13 chapters, that is the very first topic. It says, what is God? The answer? Incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love. There is not an element in there that includes any notion of imperfection. I recited previously on what some of the terms are that define mind. And of course, mind is the first synonymous term for God that is noted in Genesis chapter 1. It talks about there being light. And this is before the sun and the moon are even mentioned. So we know the light is not coming from the sun or the moon. It's coming from mind. Perfect mind. Immortal mind. Divine mind. The mind of spirit. On page 587 in the glossary, she defines God as the great I am. All-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving, eternal, principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, love, all-substance, intelligence. Have you ever looked up the word great? Do you realize that a good dictionary like the 1828 by Noah Webster indicates that great refers only to one. There's only one that is great. So we know that has to be God. The great I am. not a great I am, the great I am, the one and only I am that exists, is great. Those four words at the beginning of the definition on page 465, incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite, incorporeal. God is not visible. He is not physical. He is incorporeal. And what does that leave? Spirit. God is spirit. He is not corporeal. What else is true about God? Divine. The second term. Incorporeal and then divine. Divine means that it's perfect. You may eat something that is really tasty. You may say, this is divine. Now that's on a material concept. What we really want to do is be cultivating our understanding of what is divine in a spiritual sense. Mind is divine. Everything is perfect about mind, the one and only real mind, the divine mind. What does supreme represent? Think of a pyramid. At the very top of it, the point, that's above everything below it. That's where God is. God is above everything that is unlike itself. It's supreme. Think of a king that is in total control of his kingdom. The kingdom of God is all existence. If it's not part of the kingdom of God, it's not real. As Kurt Russell said when he was asked about his character in real life versus the part that he plays in movies, he said, well, the movie is fantasy land. My life is real. Now, if he understood what truth was, and life and love and mind, spirit, soul, principle, then he would be exactly right. We have to understand that anything about matter, mortal mind, anything less than 100% godlike, is a movie. It is fantasy land. It is not real. And we have to make sure that we follow what Shakespeare enlightens us about, that there's nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. Are we going to recognize that anything unlike God is unreal? Because God is the only reality. Anything unlike God, even if it has only a speck of an opposite of God, it's been compromised. It's no good. Where is God located? The next term tells us. God is infinite. There's no boundary. Infinite means it's the center and the circumference. And there's no limit. Because the infinite keeps expanding as we improve the spirituality of our view by replacing any form of limitation, any form of matter or mortal mind, any mockery of truth at all, enables us to get a better and better grasp of the infinite. Mary Baker Eddy says, infinite progression is concrete being. So only as we are continuously striving, and that means thought, speech, and action, Jesus said what we think is the same as doing it. Well, that sure broadens everyone's colorful background. The infinite cannot be contained. Those words of incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite, and the definition of the rest of the definition of God. And the definition of God on page 587 in the glossary. The definition of good, same page. The definition of man. These all should be in thought and memorized so that we can refer to them continuously. So that if we are facing a suggestion of evil, that we can grasp on to the truth about man, apply it to the situation at hand instantaneously. Don't wait for anything or anyone or any event. Just do it. Do it. Do it to it. Mary Baker Eddy gave her class of 1898, the final class of the Metaphysical College, 7 prayers, one focusing on each of the 7 synonymous terms. She says right within the prayer that we should repeat it often. It'd be ideal to think about one of those prayers if we're going to do an hourly self-examination and recite it. They're not difficult to memorize. Nothing is difficult for mind. For mind is all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise. This prayer treatment will close by reciting the diapason of heaven with a focus on spirit, which is the primary leading topic of this prayer treatment, which again is entitled Spirit, Self-Exam to Affirm Perfection is the Only Reality. Here is the prayer from Mary Baker Eddy, the Diapason of Heaven with a focus on spirit. We must declare often that spirit is not an invisible personality inhabiting a material body. Spirit has no other meaning than God and substance. We must declare there is only one spirit, and that is God. Spirit is my God, and my God is spirit, individual, incorporeal, immaterial. Spirit is enthroned in my consciousness. Matter and personal sense are not enthroned. We must declare these statements for ourselves in our work. Amen. It is December 10, 2025, Wednesday, at 1 minute after midnight in the morning. This is a prayer treatment on the topic of spirit, self-exam to affirm perfection is the only reality. Thank you for listening. The end.